The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour, and a very special welcome to our 104.5 FM listeners and those of you listening by streaming audio around the world. Thank you for joining me. All right, let me just quick look in our kettle. A few minutes ago, we were just $161 away from $9,000. Let's see. Well, we are now just $60 away. Let me pull up the screen. Hang on. This is exciting. Donald and Camille. God bless you, Donald and Camille. Thank you, Donald and Camille. I don't have the city. I'm not sure where you live, but God bless you. And because of their generous gift, we are actually 59 dollars away from $9,000. Yeah. Hey, somebody can pitch in $60, can't you? Somebody would go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and chip in $60. We are over $9,000. Somebody. All right. How about two people, $30 apiece? All right. Two people. Right now, if you'd go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, two people, $30 apiece, or one person, $60, and we will be over $9,000. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. this is wonderful. What an incredible audience. Thank you so much. So many families are going to be helped. In fact, let me do the math. I should be able to do this in my head, but I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. All right, hang on. There it is. Okay. If we get to $9,000, and I believe we will, divided by 50, that's 180 families. Nearly, close to 200 families are going to have their Christmas changed because of your generosity. 180. When we make it to $9,000 and we're less than $60 away, $59, 180 families, not individuals, families are going to have a wonderful Christmas because of your generosity. Again, God bless you. Thank you so much. That's all I'm going to say right now. I'll check. I'll take a peek in the kettle in a few minutes. And I just know there are one or two of you that could pitch in $30 apiece, or somebody could pitch in $60, and we'd be at $9,000. Maybe you've already given. Two or three people have given twice. Maybe you've already given, and you'd like to see us, you know, top the $9,000 mark. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner. Wow, this is so exciting. This is an unbelievable story from the Wall Street Journal. I mean, this is Wow. A child psychologist has posted an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal advocating that if you are an atheist and you are a parent, even though you're an atheist and you don't believe in God, this child psychologist by the name of Erica Commissar, K-O-M-I-S-A-R, psychoanalyst, she is a parent coach, says if you are an atheist, lie to your children about God. Lie. No, I'm not making this up. Here it is. Even if they don't believe in God, parents should lie and promote faith in God anyway, because it results in better mental health outcomes, according to psychoanalyst, parent coach, and author Erica Commissar. Pointing to research from Harvard, along with other data, Commissar highlighted the need for parents to promote faith in God, even if they don't believe, she said in a recent op-ed published by the Wall Street Journal. Quote, you ready for this? Quote, as a therapist, I'm often asked to explain why depression and anxiety are so common among children and adolescents. One of the most important explanations, and perhaps the most neglected, is declining interest in religion. This cultural shift already has proved disastrous for millions of vulnerable young people. Children or teens who reported attending a religious service at least once a week scored higher on psychological well-being measurements and had lower risk of mental illness. Weekly attendance was associated with higher rates of volunteering, a sense of mission, forgiveness, lower probabilities of drug use, and early sexual initiation. I am often asked by parents, listen to this, I am often asked by parents, how do I talk to my child about death if I don't believe in God or heaven? My answer is always the same, lie. Intentional pause. I wanted that to soak in. I'm often asked by parents, how do I talk to my child about death if I don't believe in God or heaven? My answer is always the same. Lie. The idea that you simply die and turn to dust may work for some adults, but it doesn't work with children. Belief in heaven helps them grapple with this tremendous and incomprehensible loss. In an age of broken families, distracted parents, school violence, and nightmarish global warming predictions, imagination plays a big part in children's ability to cope. Religion or spiritual practices can teach children mindfulness, a sense of physical and emotional presence necessary for mental health. No matter how active my children were when they were young, they knew when they entered our temple, she's Jewish, When they entered our temple for services, they had to calm their bodies and relax their minds. Though they complained when they were kids and still complain at times as adolescents, they have developed the ability to calm themselves when overwhelmed. And she is absolutely serious. If you're an atheist, lie to your kids about God and heaven, because it'll be better for them than believing that there is no God. And she's using research from Harvard and other professionals. Isn't that amazing? Psychoanalyst, parent coach, if you're an atheist, suck it up and lie to your kids about the existence of God, because at least it will give them hope. What a stunning confession. Interesting. Again, that editorial was featured, that op-ed piece was featured in the Wall Street Journal. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I have received a challenge from one of our listeners. All right, I have received a challenge from one of our listeners. Right now, we are $58.14 away from $9,000 in our Salvation Army virtual kettle. That's it. We are $58.14 away from $9,000. A wonderful couple in our audience pitched in $100 just a few minutes ago. And so right now we're $58.14. I just got this from one of our listeners, and I won't mention his name. But he says, "Hi, Bob. I bet if you would try to pronounce that word you were having trouble with earlier, someone would be willing to fork out the final $59 just to hear it. I just know it. Come on, Bob." Well, I'm going to do it. If you were listening earlier, I was reading from a sensational story out of Great Britain where 35 psychologists have resigned from the largest gender identity clinic in Great Britain. And the reason they have resigned is it's a hoax. This whole transgender thing is a hoax. These are psychologists. These are scientists. And they're tired of lying and being lied to, and they're quitting. Well, I was reading the story, a very serious, serious story, and I came across a word and I got tongue-tied. I have pronounced this word hundreds of times. I know how to pronounce it, but I got tongue-tied. And for the life of me, I couldn't pronounce it. And so I just skipped it and went on. I tried like three, maybe four times. And I couldn't do it. And I felt so bad because it's a serious story. And now that I've built this up, I probably won't be able to pronounce it again. Prepubescent. That's it. I said it. Prepubescent. It's not really that hard of a word. Have you ever gotten tongue-tied? And it happens to me often. I think the older I get, the more often. Anyway, this listener said, let me read it to you again. "Hi, Bob. I bet if you would try to pronounce the word you were having trouble with earlier, someone would be willing to fork out the final $59 just to hear it. I just know it. Come on, Bob." Well, it's not even 59. It's $58.14. There, I've said it. Let me say it again. Prepubescent. Prepubescent. So, who's gonna go to the wordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army tab, and take up this listener's challenge? I met the challenge. So now somebody has got to go to the wordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and chip in $60, all right? We need $58.14. Prepubescent. See? I knew how to pronounce that. Oh, my God. Goodness. Oh. And you know, I talk for a living. God called me to preach when I was 12 years old. Seriously. I was at a youth camp in the mountains of California, and God called me to preach. Absolutely positive. I for a while in high school, I tried to run from the call, but I've never doubted it. Never. I have never once doubted that God called me specifically to preach. And preached my first sermon when I was 16 years old at a rescue mission in downtown L.A. on Skid Row. And I've been preaching ever since. So I talk for a living. But let me tell you who I have just the utmost respect for. The TV news people who read from teleprompters. I could never do that. I can speak extemporaneously for hours, you know. I can preach for an hour, easy, from just bare bones notes. But I have never been able to read at length without making a mistake or two. And when I realize my weakness in that and watch these people on TV at night and every word is from a teleprompter. Oh, they'll anymore. They will ad lib a few things, you know, between the news and the weather or the news and the sports or whatever. But 98% of everything you hear on the 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock is from a teleprompter. And they never make a mistake. I could never do that. Never. I could never do that without making mistakes. It's just not within me. But I can, when I need to, say prepubescent. All right. I hope our listener is correct. And somebody is going to go to the wordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army tab, and drop in. We need $58.14. Drop in $60, and that'll put us over $9,000. President Trump is under the impeachment spotlight right now. It looks like the full House of Representatives will vote to impeach him tomorrow, becoming the third president in American history, in all of our history, three presidents. It's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to succeed in the Senate. He will not be removed from office. But it is really sad, considering the positive things that this president has done. This wonderful story, Trump and the GOP stopped Democrats from forcing Americans to fund international Planned Parenthood. It's a lengthy story. I won't read a great deal from it. But it's about the battle that the president and his administration and top GOP leaders have had in stopping the funding of international Planned Parenthood. Now, like him, hate him, or something in between, Donald Trump ran on the platform of standing for pro-life and ceasing funding for Planned Parenthood. He is keeping his promise. International Planned Parenthood does not get federal dollars because of Donald Trump. You may not like him. You may hate him. You cannot deny he is the most pro-life president in modern history. And no matter what else you may think, he should be given credit for that. All right, quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.